Lekutei Sichas, Chelek Yud Gimel, Bahalois Chabez. This Sicha is also a Siyum of Masechta Seita. Ala Pasuk, Ve'ish Moshe Onam Ma'id Mekol Odom Ashol Pnei Adama. From this, the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which says that Moshe was more humble before every person. He was humble before every person that is on the face of the earth. L'cheira in a moving cloud, which of course leaves a very big question. Adei hu shekibul Torah from Sinai. It was Moshe Rabbeinu that received Torah from Sinai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lamed Torah mem yom mem laila, and Eibishter himself learnt with him for 40 days and 40 nights. V'nitna la nosna la b'matana. And in addition to that, the Gemara says that Hashem gave him the gift of Torah as a gift, meaning to say Moshe Rabbeinu was having difficulty remembering everything, and the Eibishter gave it to him as a gift. So in addition to learning with him and giving it to him, he also gave him an additional gift that he remembered it. Well, the Fnezeh, and even before Matan Torah, Hetzias Ben Yisrael Me'etz Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was chosen to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, because Baruch HaMaloi, and the Eibishter said to him, in addition to that, they will always believe in you. So all of these milas, and we just learned in the Parsha, just previously, that whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak with the Shekhinah, he was able to just call upon the Shekhinah. He said to them that wait, I'll see what the Eibishter answers. The people that wanted to bring a Korban Pesach, when they missed the first one, the Pesach Sheni, so he said, all right, let me ask. Stand by, I'll ask. So the Rashi says, Ashrei Yelud Isha, that whenever he wants, he just expects an answer from the Eibishter. V'shama Shiyatzilu Meruchei Ala Ayin Skenim. In addition to that, he also was told that Hashem will take some of his spirit, and he will place it upon the 70s Kenan, but who ain't a chasuklum, yet he will be missing nothing. Nothing will have been missing from him. The Chulu. The Erke Lechola Am, and to compare him to the rest of the nation, who Ka'umen Liyonik, the Chulu, is like comparing a nanny to an infant. The Eich Shayech Shayyia Onam Akol Adam, so how is he going to practice humility? So it's well known that the answer to this is that even though Moshe knew how his greatness, he knew that he was on a higher level than everyone else, still he was more humble, he knew that all of these qualities that he possessed, through which he was greater than all the other people, all of these were given to him as a gift from Hashem. V'choshav, and he thought, he figured, that the ilu haya eila hakeiches etzel achar, that if someone else was given these kinds of abilities, haya gamkim madrego mailo, so he would also have reached such a level. The efshar, and it's possible, the achar, that this other person, if he had these keiches that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, he would have been able to reveal them, to bring them out, to develop them, even more than Moshe Rabbeinu was able to develop them. And therefore, he was more humble than everybody else. Because he thought this about every single person. Anyone might have done a better job than him to develop those koyches. This last paragraph is being quoted from a maimer of the Friedige Rebbe. So vehine mehemshach habir muvan, from the way the Friedige Rebbe explains it, we understand shapirush anal shel ish meisha onav ein shaynim im pirusha poshut. It's not taking the word onav out of its literal sense. It keeps the literal meaning of onav. Haynu achna b'fnei kol adam, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu felt humbled before every single person. Hashvel kein einu mistapek ma'bir b'zeh. Therefore, it's not enough for the Friedige Rebbe to explain it, the first part of what he said, that he knew that all of these were gifts from above, and that if he would have stopped there, he knew that he had all these gifts, and if anyone else was given these gifts, he would be the same as well, would do as good as Moshe. Ki zeo raktam l'shlida seis nasus b'malase al azulas. That would only give a reason why Moshe shouldn't feel himself higher than somebody else, better than someone else. But at least he can feel equal to someone else, because anyone that was given his milus would have done just as well. So he's no different than anybody else. So the Friedrich Rebbe adds, the efshad achar im hayle keiches elu, that it went a step further, that he thought that if somebody else had his keiches hayim agales hakeiches jesur, he would have been able to develop them even more than Moshe Rabbeinu. And for this reason, Moshe Rabbeinu was not just felt himself equal to everyone, but he felt anav, he felt subservient to everyone, he felt lower than everyone. But based on this, we have to understand. The thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was most outstanding from everyone else on the face of the earth, which the pasuk says that he was greater than everyone else, is is in the matter of Navua, that he was the greatest Navi of ever. As it's written in our parsha, Begodel Milus Navuas Moshe Rabbeinu, as it's written about the greatness of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem said to Miriam and Aaron, how could you speak about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? He's not the same as everybody else. And it goes even further than what it says in our parsha. But actually, at the end of the Torah, it says that there was no Navi but be Yisrael Kamesha. Right, in Nevuah, Eina Ina Shabal, Yedei Avedus Adam. Now, when we talk about Nevuah, that's not something that comes to a person through his own Aveda. This ki'im maila umadrega niglis hanitenes maila. This is a fully developed gift that is given to a Navi milmaila. It's not that he has to do something in order to develop his Nevias. Ubozeh eina shayach loymar. So you can't say that if somebody else was given the kind of nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, he would have developed it even better. There's nothing to develop. It's what the Eibishter gives you. That's what you have. So then why was he anav to every single person if his main quality was nevuah? The quality that he was outstanding over all other people was a nevuah, and nevuah is not subject to personal development. So why would he feel lower than everybody else, that everybody else could have done a better job? At the most, you could say, if someone else was given his nevuah, he would be the same as me. And in fact, he was on a higher level than everybody else in the most outstanding and the most intrinsic gift that he was given by the Eibishter, in which he was outstanding more than anybody else. He was greater than everybody. So how do you practice anivus in regards to this? So this can be understood by what is first explaining Mad Isa B'Siyim Masechta Saita. We find in the Sechta Saita, at the end of the Sechta, the Mishnah Sham, the Mishnah says, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Batla Anova B'Yiras Chet. Humility and fear of sin was no longer to be found. Rebbe was outstanding in this, and after him there was nobody that could measure up. Of the Gemara Sham, the Gemara there says, Amalei Rav Yosef Latana, Rav Yosef said, do not, like Tisna Anova, do not quote this, in the Tosefta or whatever, don't say Anova, don't say that humility died or is no longer existence. Ikanova, because I am still here and I have that kind of humility. Amalei Rav Nachman Latana, Rav Nachman said, Leisis Neiras Chet de Ikanova, don't say fear of sin because I have fear of sin. So the two of them said that they still measure up to the level of Rebbe in Anova and Yiras Chet. Each one in their own quality. Mitzarach lahavin. So we have to understand. Shneim, Rabbi Yosef and Nachman, hoyu b'doir echa. They both lived in the same generation. Umestabish kol echa mehem hike b'maylo shel chaveiro. Therefore, it's reasonable to say that each one knew the other one, and he recognized the other one's qualities. In fact, we find that they knew each other's qualities. Rabbi Yosef Amar al Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yosef indeed said about Rabbi Nachman, Dashino Lahani Kroiki Sinai, that these psukim, that the way Rabbi Nachman expounded them, was like Sinai. He has such great knowledge and he knows it so well. So Rabbi Yosef commented on the qualities of Rabbi Nachman. Barach Nachman Kodos Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Sinai. And Rabbi Nachman commented on Rabbi Yosef that he was a Sinai. So they knew each other's qualities. Now, if we understand that they knew each other's qualities, Lama Nokat Kol Echad Mehem Milus Atzmi Bovad. Why, when they were commenting on the Mishnah that says that when Rebbe died, Anova and Yerushchet stopped, why did they talk only about their own quality? Rabbi Yosef said, I am an Anov, and Rabbi Nachman said, I'm a Yerushchet. V'lei omru le'atana le'sisnes kol abova shal bat Anov Yerushchet. Why didn't they say to the Tana, don't say this, because there's me for Anova and there's Rabbi Nachman for Yerushchet. And Rabbi Nachman should have said, don't say this, because there's Rabbi Yosef for Anova and there's me for Yerushchet. Ki yeshna ma'ilus elu b'hem? V'im b'ma'ilus atzmim b'daber. So if he's going to speak about his own qualities, Allah has come v'damakamo, sh'yidaber v'yifasim ma'ilus chaveiri. Certainly that he should speak about somebody else's qualities. Beis ma'achas kol echad omer le'sisna the butler rak l'gabi ma'ila achas. So since each one of them only said, "Don't say one," the one that was pertaining to him, the loy omer le'sisna kol abav, and he didn't say, "And you shouldn't mention the other one because he's here." The mishemes rabbi miklal shesabri shashniya b'teila. From this we have to understand that Rabbi Yosef felt that only Anova shouldn't be listed as something which is gone, because I have Anova. But Yerushchet, you can go ahead and mention Yerushchet, that it's over, because he didn't feel for some reason that Rabbi Nachman measured up to that Yerushchet. And so also the opposite. Rabbi Nachman felt that Yerushchet shouldn't be listed as being gone, because I have Yerushchet. But you could mention Anova, because I don't think that Rabbi Yosef measures up to the Anova of Rabbi. Yerushchet l'Rabbi Yosef, Anova l'Rabbi Nachman, as I just explained. Now, why would we say this? We learned in a braisa that Pinchas ben Yair says Anova mevi'a l'dei Yerushchet. Humility leads to Yerushchet. In other words, that if you have Anova, you can grow to a higher level. Yerushchet is a higher level than Anova. So therefore, the question should be asked about Rav Nachman. Anova, how is it possible that Rav Nachman holds that Anova is gone? Yerushchet still remains by him. How is it possible that the lower level should be gone? The higher level you can reach, even though there is no existence of the lower level. You could still become a Yerushchet, like I am, Rav Nachman says, even though Anova is no longer possible. Rav Pinchas ben Yair says that Anova needs to be is a stepping stone to Yerushchet. How are you going to reach Yerushchet if you don't have Anova, if there's no Anova? How could he feel, how could Rav Nachman say that Hanova is gone? Yerushchet still exists. How could you get to Yerushchet if Hanova is gone? Perhaps we could answer that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Shua ben Levi said. Basically, there's a machlekes between Rav Pinchas ben Yair and Rav Shua ben Levi. Which one leads to which? Does Anova lead to Yerushchet, or does Yerushchet lead to Anova? Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Anova gedoy lem Yerushchet, that humility is greater than Yerushchet. In other words, that Yerushchet leads to Anova. Ubishita say Yerusham Ishkolim Shesosim Lefigiris Ataisus Yerushchet Kedemis Umevili the Anova. In fact, we find in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says it without attributing an opinion, so on, says simply that Yerushchet brings to another. In other words, that Yiras Chet is on a lower level, and that is the stepping stone to reach another. V'lachein, so if Reb Nachman holds according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, as the Yerushalmi says it, v'lachein shapir sfir leisha anova b'teila v'lo Yiras Chet chusa mimena. Therefore, Reb Nachman could easily hold then that anova is gone. That's a high level. You can't reach that. Once Rebbe passed away, there's no more anova. But Yiras Chet, which is a lower level, I am able to master Yiras Chet. I've mastered Yiras Chet. That works well, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Well, the Fiza Noimar, so based on this, we'll have to say, perhaps we could say, Shepluktas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nachman, that the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman, Lesisna Anova, Lesisna Yiras Chet. Rabbi Yosef says, don't say that Anova is gone. Rabbi Nachman says, don't say Yiras Chet is gone. Tluya b'machlokes Anal could be attributed to this basic machlokes. Rabbi Yosef, Dika Omar Yiras Chet Batla, Rabbi Yosef, who holds that Yiras Chet is gone, but Anova is not. Because he holds that Yiras Chet is on a higher level. So you can't get to Yiras Chet. But Anova, which is on a lower level, I've reached Anova. But Anachman, because he holds like Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. But Anachman Kamar, Rabbi Nachman holds Shabbatler Rak Anova. That only Anova is gone, because Anova is on a higher level. And therefore Anova is too hard to reach. But I was able to reach Yiras Chet. It's based on that machlokes. Seems reasonable. But it's difficult to say that this is the basis of that machlokes. The machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman on this issue is based on the machlokes between the Tanoim, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Why is it difficult? Aleph, even though it's a general rule, I haven't seen it written, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, that it's wrong. As a general rule, that's true, but we don't find anywhere nowhere does the Gemara say, usually if there's a machlokes between Amiroim, the Gemara attempts to show that this is based on an earlier machlokes. Usually it's a question, why are they arguing about something in the later generation, which has already been argued about in the earlier generation? But we don't find anywhere any attribution to this machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman being whether Yiras Chet is gone, as Rabbi Yosef says, or Anova is gone, as Rabbi Nachman says, that it's based on this earlier machlokes between Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Number two, Matzinu Rabbi Nachman hoye mechasidei Bavel. We find that Rabbi Nachman was from Bavel. He was considered from the righteous of Bavel. The Rabbi Yosef hoye Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was called Sinai. Sinai means someone who had great knowledge of all the brises and the mishnas. He had it all in his mind. He was able to quote every single mishnah and brisa. As opposed to Eker Horem, which means somebody who had deep understanding of each subject that he learned. Rabbi Yosef was called a Sinai. Sinai, Shu Seder Alimad of Bnei Ma'arava. Sinai was the way that people in Eretz Yisrael used to learn. To them, it was a greater mile, it was a greater quality to be able to have knowledge of everything, to know everything, rather to get to the very, very bottom of every single subject. In Bavli, they held that Eker Horem Adif, that the deep understanding is greater. So in other words, we find that Rabbi Yosef went more in the direction of the Eretz Yisraelika type of learning. Rabbi Nachman was known to be from Chassidei Bavel, so he must have gone more in the Bavel type of learning. Should say that, yeah, Lefia now, but based on what we just said, Harei Behepach, we find that their approaches to this question, whether Yiras Chet is higher or Anova is higher, they reversed it. Rabbi Yosef, the Tzvirilei, Shirak Yiras Chet, Batla. Rabbi Yosef, who holds that Yiras Chet was Batl, which means that Yiras Chet is on a higher level, Nokad B'Shvishit HaBavli. He is somehow going in the direction of the Bavli, which says that Yerushet is higher, that Anova leads to Yerushet. But Rab Nachman, the Sabah, Sharak Anova Betela, was Rab Nachman that says only Anova is gone because Yerushet is still here because it's on a lower level and still can be managed. That is Kayirushalmi. He's going according to the way the Yerushalmi said it. So how is it that they reversed their approaches to learning exactly the opposite of what they were commonly used to or accustomed to or attributed to? He was known as Babel, he was known as Sinai. Now moving she'ein hechrech leima sheshitas limudash or Rab Yosef bi Yosef Sinai hu le'olam lefi'er Yerushalmi. It's just because it's understood that it's not necessary to say that just because Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai and he found importance in that kind of learning, in other words, that he was generally went in the way of the Yerushalmi, meaning of the Etz Yisrael, that it means that in every single subject that he ever learns has to be only according to the way they learn it in Yerushalayim. No. The Shita of Rav Nachman from Chassidei Bavel, and that the Shita of Rav Nachman, which generally was known to be from Chassidei Bavel, Kula Lefi HaBavli, always has to be in the way that the Bavlim see it. Sharei Shneim Hayim HaBavel, because in fact both of them, Rabbi Yosef was also in Bavel. Ava Le'idach Gisa, so although it's true that they could, you know, they could go in a different direction as well. But on the other hand, Doichek Leimer, it's difficult to say, Shetehei Pulukdosam, Ba'ifen Shol Mochleves HaShita, Ben Rabbi Yosef and Nachman, to say that they hold exactly the opposite of what they would be expected to hold. Each one went the exact opposite in this subject, in the same subject that the other one went the other way, is a little bit difficult to explain. So then why, what is the basis of this machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and the way he approached it? And he said that Anova could still exist, but Yerushet doesn't. And Rav Nachman says that Yerushet could still exist, but Anova did not. The Yuvan Zabahagdim Akusha, so this will be understood by first explaining another question. Hayadua, a well-known question, but Maimer Rabbi Yosef, in that which Rabbi Yosef said, Leisisna Anova de'ika Ano, do not say that it's Anova or Zbotel because I am here. And this is a question that every single student that ever learns the Siyam of Masechta Saita immediately has that question. Zeh Gufa Rabbi Yosef Mishtaber B'midas Anova, that Rabbi Yosef should come and say that I am humble, K'pirus Rashi Shani Amvason, as Rashi said, that don't say Anova because I am an Anov. In other words, it's clearly that's what he meant to say, I am an Anov. Who hepech Anova, that in itself goes contrary to the idea of Anova. Vabir Bazeh, and the explanation of what he was saying is, Ein Pirush Anov K'moi Sha'olam Seivim Shehu Shepirush Shehu Loshen Shiflus. The meaning of Anova is not to be conflated with the word Shiflus, which means lowliness, a feeling of inadequacy. Shiflus means a person knows and recognizes, I am inadequate. I am no good in this subject or in this way. This, I am not on that level. I know that I'm inadequate. That's shiflus. But that's not anova. What shiflus means, a person who truly doesn't have these qualities. And he knows it. Or it's possible that a person should have shiflus because he really does have those qualities, but he has no idea, he's unaware that he has this quality, and that would also be shiflus. But that's not anova. Ulam ha'anov be'emes, what is real anivus, not shiflus? This is more, as is explained in regards to the humility of Moshe, that ish hamailus, that he is a person with great qualities. Uhu yedeyu makir eserke, and he knows his qualities. Ube yachadim ze, enim izgoy behem, but at the same time, he's not arrogant about them. He doesn't brag about them. He doesn't feel better because of them. Klal o klal, at all. The enim achsuk toiv alasme, he doesn't consider himself better than anyone. Vatam hu, and the reason that he doesn't, is because commission is boilers, if all of, as he said before in the first chapter, because he knows that all of these qualities that he knows he has, were given to him by Hashem, and he makes the calculation. He knows that if somebody else were to receive these kinds of qualities, he would also be on that level. And it's possible that if another person had these same qualities, he would be able to develop them even more. That's why he's not arrogant about it. He doesn't consider himself better. And the same could be said about this quality of humility itself, which Rabbi Yosef was talking about. He knew that he was given the gift of humility. But he doesn't see it as anything to brag about. He doesn't see it as anything to hold himself better about, just because he's humble. But Adarabba, to the contrary, Chosha, he felt, if his talents and abilities were given to somebody else, perhaps he would have reached an even higher level of humility than Rabbi Yosef reached. So he saw his humility no different than somebody else that sees his, he has a good head, he understands better than other people. Just because he was given a better head doesn't make him better than other people, because Hashem gave him that ability. So Hashem gave Rabbi Yosef the ability to feel humble. But it's nothing that he accomplished on its own. It's something that he was given special koyches to be able to reach that. And this is also alluded to, but by what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yosef said about himself, Raf Tfuos, there is much produce, Bekoyach Shoir, through the power of the ox. In other words, because he had such great power, that's why he was able to produce more. As we know, if an ox is going to plow the field, he can accomplish so much more than if a sheep does it or whatever. So that was also said with specific intent. We know that there is no direct correlation between the wheat that grows and the power of the ox. The power of the ox is not what brings out wheat from the ground. The wheat grows from the power in the earth to make things grow. Through the seeds which are planted. The ox is only the method through which we were able to bring out the koyach hatzameach of the aretz, that it should merge with the seed and bring out food. It's through the ox, through his power, can influence the koyach hatzameach shebaaretz to bring out more tfuah. This is what he meant. Mashu amar Rabbi Yosef al atzmai, in a similar way that Rabbi Yosef say about himself. Sheyesh biyadech habilus shel mishnah. I know all the mishnas. I have stacks of mishnah that I remember. Marachitya, as he called it. The people of the simple needs, the wheat. That's what everybody needs. Everybody needs to be able to learn Mishnah. Does everybody need to be able to get to the bottom of every single meaning of every single word in every Mishnah? Not necessarily. So that's what he said about himself. Who ene ella emtsoi shal yode bo lupay lakeich shenit loy mumayla. What he was saying was, I'm like the ox. I am only the vehicle. I was given a koyach, like the koyach hatzameach shebaaretz. That's not attributable to the ox. The ox is the one that was able to bring out the best of the koyach hatzameach shebaaretz. And Rabbi Yosef said, my activity, my efforts were able to bring out this terrific gift that I was given from the Eibishter. And that's what he meant to say when he said, Rav Tfuos b'koyach shoir, it's not attributed to me. I just did a little bit to bring out the great gift that I was given to be able to remember it. And in the same thing, the same way, he can also attribute what he said to humility. It's not that he deserves credit. He did some avoda to be able to bring out a great gift of humility. But still we need to understand. HaTeire Shalom da Hareyum Matzle Meyetzahara. Rabbi Yosef's preoccupation was learning Teire. And Teire saves a person from the Yetzahara, as Rabbi Yosef said actually in the Gemara. Shaleach Shalena Lechet, it protects him from the Yetzahara, that the Yetzahara shouldn't be able to trip him up with getting him to commit sins. Now this quality that Rabbi Yosef had, that he was not, the Yetzirah couldn't get the better of him. Adam shomer min achet, that he was protected from sin. This is not something that was given to him as a gift. Sheheim rak ma'afshirim la'adam lahagil l'dargas Sinai. The gifts that are given milmaila are only the ability to be able to reach the level of Sinai. You're given a good head, a good memory, whatever it is that they give you. A lot of zitzflesh that you can sit and learn and so on. You're not given a gift from above, this person will be protected from sin. You're given talents that if you use them, you will be protected from sin. In other words, that it all comes from his own avodah who shalomad. He learned until he became a Sinai. Bim Cain, so therefore, Eich Hoye Rabbi Yosef Ono B'Shasha Yoda Shebekoyach HaBeidosa in this Ala L'Sug Odom HaShom HaNachet. How could he still be an Ono when he knows that he's on the level, that he is protected from sin? And that is not given to him as a gift. That's something that he has to reach on his own through his own Avoida, that he should, through the gifts that he's given, with the gifts that he's given. And how do we know that this is so? It doesn't say that a person has to be humble, not only for every person in the world, but for every animal. Why every animal? If this cow was given my head and my talents, the cow would also be just as good as me. Does it say anywhere that this is the kind of attitude that a person has to have? Certainly not. Why not? Because we don't say that a cow also has to be given that respect, that he also would have accomplished this. Why not? Because a cow, this is the way I understand it at least, a cow has no shaychus to avoida. Only a person has a shaychus to avoida. So therefore your humility has to be a merge brought together between the talents that you're given and the avoida that you do in order to bring out that talent. Therefore, before every person that is shaychus to this kind of accomplishment, you should be humble. Had he had it, he could have done just as good or even better than me with his avodah. But a cow can do that. He doesn't have the ability to be better than you or even equal to you because it needs your avodah too. Especially in something like this, which is that you should be protected from sin, which is almost completely dependent on your avodah and is not given as a gift. So since Rabbi Yosef had this quality too, how do you attribute anivus to this? This is all because of what he did with his talents. Yesh loimar. And therefore we could say, Mashalimet haTorah matzel menachet l'das Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef holds that the fact that Limud haTorah protects you from sin, it doesn't mean to say that when a person learns Torah, and he learns Torah on such a high level, it completely, fundamentally changes him so thoroughly that he gets elevated to such a level that he no longer is able to commit a sin. Rabbi said, no, that's not what it means. Rather, what it means is the person himself is still shaychus to sin. He's not removed from sin. Elosha Torah matzlo, the Torah protects him, saves him. He sheshem rosei umatzilosei menachet. It's the Torah which he learns which is protecting him. Not that he became a better person. He became an elevated person, is no longer shaychus to sin. The Eibishter tells you that if you're going to learn Torah, the Torah will protect you. So I didn't become better. It's just that I learned Torah, so therefore I'm protected from sin. V'lachein, And therefore, if we go with this approach, Kamaisha Taira Shalomad Rav Yosef Loi Hevia Oisil Arzakas Teva La'atzmai V'karei Anafshi V'raf Tchuz B'kayach Shoir Kenal, just like the Torah itself that he learned. He didn't consider himself to be better than anybody, as he said, that it's only the Rav Tfuz B'kayach Shoir, I just did my little bit, and the most of the gift is given from above in regards to the Torah itself. In the same way, he also didn't see himself in any way instrumental to this idea that he is no longer able to commit a sin, that he's safe from the Yetzirah, because this is not something that has made a fundamental change in him. It's just that he's learning. He has the ability to learn. He has the head to learn, and he's dedicated to learning. Therefore, the Torah protects him from sin. Not that I became any better. I didn't become the person that is no longer able to sin. Which explains why Rabbi Yitzchak was able to have anava, even if he knew that he was protected from sin. Well, Pizeh, if we understand it this way, Yesh Levair, we can now exclaim, Asher Rab Nachman Omar v'loisisna yiras chet. Why Rab Nachman said, don't say yiras chet, because I have yiras chet. Aval anova botla l'dayta mishmeis Rebbe. But according to Rab Nachman, he holds anova is gone. Af she yodav gadlusa v'amasnusa shor Rab Yosef, even though he knew and recognized the great humility of Rab Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef felt that he was on the level of Anova of Rebbe. But Rabbi Nachman said, no, Anova is gone. Why? Even though we understood the great humility of Rabbi Yosef. The reason is, because Rabbi Nachman poligal Rabbi Yosef, the Sovar, Rabbi Nachman argues with Rabbi Yosef on this point. The Sovar, and he holds, Shalimada Teira Paul Shinuga Adam Shalimda. Rab Nachman says, no, Rabbi Yosef is wrong about this. When a person learns Torah, he becomes transformed. He is no longer shaychas to learn to sinning. Ad sheinu shaych lechet, b'meila loy haya Rabbi Yosef yachal liyas anav. And therefore, if Rabbi Yosef learns Torah in this way, he becomes protected from sin. He is no longer able to commit a sin. How is Rabbi Yosef ever going to be able to practice anova when there's no excuse for this kind of anova? This anova is not attributable to anyone else. Only Rabbi Yosef reached this kind of yiras chet, and protection from sin, not yiras chet, protection from sin. And therefore, if you have that kind of protection from sin, there's no way to explain that you're an anov. You can't be an anov before anybody else. Nobody can manage this. Nobody can reach this, only you. How are you going to be an onuf? Whereas Rabbi Yosef held that it wasn't really anything special about him. It was just a Torah which was protecting him. Therefore, he felt that he could still be an onuf. Vav, al derech ze, yesh li yashiv gam, mash Rabbi Yosef lo yomel letana lo sisni yiras chet ikan Rab Nachman. For the same, in a similar way, we can also explain why Rabbi Yosef didn't say, don't say Yiras Chet, because it is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is a God-fearing, a sin-fearing person. It's still around. Why? How so? Mesupa b'Gemara. The Gemara tells a story. The aim of the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the mother of Rav Nachman, Amri Lei, she said, Kaldoi, Chayzim Kechavim, that means an astrologer, said to the mother of Rav Nachman, when he was young, Berich, Berech, your son, Gan Bahava, is going to be a thief. That's what he's going to grow up to be. I see in his future he's going to be a thief. So since then she did not allow him to walk with his head uncovered. He always wore a yarmulke or whatever. Amrale, she said, always said to him, Ksi Reshech, cover your head. So that you will always have fear of Hashem. Uboy Rachmi, and she also, and also pray. You should always ask for mercy from Hashem. Bakish Rachman Shlo Yishud B'chol Yetzahara, pray to Hashem that the Yetzahara should not get the better of you. Upam Achas, Ataka happened once when he was later. Nafal glima ma'alei reisha. He always used to walk with his head covered, but one time his hood or whatever, his head covering fell off, and he was sitting under a dekel, says the Gemara, under a palm tree, and there were dates growing on the palm, and it was not his palm tree. Alima yitzrei, and his yitzahara overcame him, and he took dates from somebody else's palm tree. So we see that the one time that he didn't wear his yarmulke, immediately he was taka affected the way that astrologer said he would be. When we say that somebody is a yirei chet, it doesn't mean that he doesn't actually commit sins. But poyel, because that could be just because you're afraid of being punished. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're a yirei chet. It could be because he's afraid that somebody else will see him, or whatever other reason that a person doesn't commit sins. But it doesn't mean that he's so afraid of the Eibishter, of the sin, and so on. So rather, what does a yirei chet mean? He's afraid of the sin, not of doing a sin. Yorei midah shebalev, in other words, it's a feeling. It's in his heart, not that he wouldn't steal. He's afraid to steal. He's afraid to violate the will of Hashem. That's what the real meaning of Yirei Chet is. But now, from this story, we see that the fear of Chet that Rab Nachman had, Kasav Rab Yosef holds, Mikimashi Nasus Ayyadei Kisa Yerosha Tfila. How did it come about that Rab Yosef was so afraid of a sin? It was because he wore a yarmulke always, and he prayed that he should be afraid of a sin. So there was a side reason, there was a motivation that came from outside of him which caused this kind of yirei chet. It wasn't something that came from within him. In fact, he is the kind of person that it's the yarmulke that needs to create this feeling all the time. It has to be constant that he wears a yarmulke. Kenal v'gemara, ein sedushmaya, v'gam ein, that's what creates the fear of Hashem. V'gam oz ein yirei chet, ki efshe sheishle yetzer hara, and even then, it's still possible that the yetzer hara should overcome him. V'tzarech li yizboi rachmis, so therefore he needs to still pray. In addition to wearing yarmulke, he still has to pray. And with all of this, constantly wearing yarmulke, constantly praying for this, it still didn't change him fundamentally that he is no longer shaychas to our sin. All that happened was that whenever he wore yarmulke and daven, so he didn't actually commit a sin. He was saved from committing a sin. And in fact, as the Gemara, the Rebbe doesn't spell it out, but the Gemara, and when he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, immediately there was a problem. Al derech shitas Rabbi Yosef hanal bepulas atayrish matzilim asiyas achet. Similar to what Rabbi Yosef held about himself, that his being saved from yetzahara had nothing to do with him. It was just the Torah which was protecting him. So Rab Yosef felt the same thing about Rab Nachman, that Rab Nachman's protection or yiras chet was not himself; it was the yarmulke which would made him afraid. Just like the Torah protected Rab Yosef from his chet, from his yetzahara, the yarmulke protected Rab Nachman from his yetzahara. So therefore, he didn't attribute automatically Leisisna an Yiras Chet, the Iker Rab Nachman, because Rab Nachman holds that it's a fundamental change in the person. Rab Yosef says it's not a fundamental change. It's just the circumstances which are causing this. Take away the circumstances, you don't know what's going to happen. Therefore, Rab Yosef did not say Leisisna Yiras Chet, the Iker Rab Nachman, because his opinion is that these changes are not fundamental to the person. Moker bedugma lasbara now, as a source and a and a bit of a mashul to this kind of explanation. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Nachman Pligi im limit atayre val darah the kisei reish utfila poyel shinu be adam shlo yehe shayech lechet irak meineo matzul mepeula. This difference of opinion between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman, namely that Rabbi Yosef holds that it is not fundamental to the person, it's just the circumstances which are helping him to be protected, and Rabbi Nachman who holds that it is fundamental to the person, we find the Masechta Brachas. We can find a similar situation. Also, the Gemara in Brachas says, also likris kriya shma keneged meraglayim. You're not allowed to read Shema in the presence of urine. You have to remove yourself or get rid of the bitzadav atomi and so on. You're not allowed to read Shema in that presence. Achi yatal l'teich ha'mayim, until you pour water, you dilute it with water. The kama yatal l'teich ha'mayim, how much water do you have to pour into the meraglayim so that now you can read Shema and there? Plukta the Rav Nachman Rav Yosef. There's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef and how to interpret the Braisa in regards to this question. Rav Nachman Sever, Shabi'ima Kli Yeshba Kfar Meraglayim, that if the keli which contains the Meraglayim is already in there. Ubola Hatul of Hiramayim, now you want to dilute the already existing Meraglayim. Ozl Das Rav Zakkai, then they both argue about what Rav Zakkai says about this. Tzorach lahatul l'teichem revius. If the meraglayim came first, you have to pour at least a revius into it in order to dilute it, to be considered diluted. Abo betchila, but if you pour water into the keli when the keli is empty, and then meraglayim was added to the keli on top of the water, shekodmo amayim l'meraglayim is bat l'mayim b'mayim kol shehim. Then even a little bit of water, a tiny bit of water was added first, then the meraglayim is bottle when it hits the water. Ki rishon rishon shenofel l'toich hamayim is bottle, because every drop of meraglayim that hits the water is bottle in that little drop of water. Then the two drops together, they become bottle, they're not considered meraglayim. The next drop is bottle in them, and so on. It keeps going that the water dominates, and therefore it's not considered meraglayim anymore. Rabbi Yosef Savar, where Rabbi Yosef holds, Ashal Rav Zakkai, again, according to Rav Zakkai, he holds, Gam betchila tzorach l'revius mayim, that even if the water came first, you still need a full revius of water in order to be mevatlet. For Ovid Uvda, in fact, Rabbi Yosef once ruled in this way, according to his opinion, Amalei Rabbi Yosef l'shmaya, Rabbi Yosef said to his servant, to his attendant, Aisa l'revius adamaya, k'Rav Zakkai, bring me a revius of water, because I want to add it to the keli, so that I, because then he wanted to use the keli to speak b'loshon nekiya, and then he wanted to reach Ma, so he wanted that he needed a revius of mayim. In other words, afilu b'tchili, even if the water is there first, you need still a revius. V'yashleimah sh'pluktas Rav Nachman b'Rav Yosef, so we could say that this machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yosef, im betchila tzorach l'revius mayim levatlas ha'meraglayim, whether if it comes first, the water comes first, you still need a revius or not. He plucked a klolis ba'ifin abaylus va'pa'ula shel tahara v'ktusha. This is a general machlokes about their approach to what, in what way does ktusha dominate its place. How does Kedusha dominate its place? Ba'amokim bo'i nimtzaz, in the place where it finds itself. Im ha'eichas levat pe'yelus v'kainas amokim. Is it just the quality of Kedusha? And it doesn't matter, you don't need quantity in order for the Kedusha to dominate, which shitas or not. Shitas Rav Nachman, demayim teirim afilu kol shem kainim amokim v'nasim kavua bo'i. According to Rav Nachman, even the tiniest bit of water, and in this case water represents the Kedusha, the pure matter, even the tiniest bit of water dominates the place in which it is, v'lachein kama kama batalbem, and therefore as the thing which is not Kedusha, the Meraglayim, enters it, it keeps being mevatel, the Meraglayim, because this becomes a place of Kedusha. The water turns it into, dominates the place, and it becomes a place of Kedusha. Sarach bitlo yidei kamas. But if the meraglayim was there, so it's not the ketusha which is dominating the space yet. Therefore, you need an appropriate amount of water in order to be mavatal the meraglayim. Shiravias, which would be ravias. Mashenkin l'das Rabbi Yosef, whereas Rabbi Yosef holds that even if the water was there first, it doesn't dominate that yet a tiny drop of water can already be mavatal the meraglayim. You still need the kamas, you still need the amount of water in order to establish dominance of the water. A similar way we can explain our situation as well. This, that Rabbi Yosef was protected from sinning because of the limud HaTorah, or in the case of Rav Nachman, from the fact that he wore covered his head and the davening, according to the way Rav Nachman sees it, when a person learns Torah or wears a yarmulke and so on, it transforms him. It dominates him as his personality. And it changes the person fundamentally. It makes him into a place of Torah, become a bottle, and therefore as the Yetzirah keeps coming, he's bottle, he's not able to grab a foothold. Because we know that the Yetzer Hara doesn't come like a ton of bricks on the first day. He comes with a small suggestion, it's bottle. Comes with a bigger suggestion, it's still bottle, and so on, and so it keeps happening. And therefore, when the Yetzer Hara's approaches our bottle, so therefore a person is not able to become the opposite of a Yerei Chet, is not able to change and to become a and to do an Aveira, to want to do an Aveira. Mashenkin, Shitas Rabbi Yosef, Hareze Raksha Teira Matzlam Asiyas Echeid, which Rabbi Yosef holds that it's not enough. It doesn't necessarily, Ketusha, at least not if where it's a great amount of Ketusha, which is what Rabbi Yosef would have wanted, but he didn't feel that he had that great level of Ketusha. It's not an automatic thing that even and that any learning of Torah will protect you from sin, because it doesn't necessarily change fundamentally the space in which it finds itself. But based on this, we have to understand l'das Rav Nachman shatayra peyelus shini be'adam haloimda, according to Rav Nachman that holds that the Torah does fundamentally change a person that learns it, shein ishayich l'chet, that he's no longer able to sin. Shezeb amitzad avidosai, and that comes, of course, because of his own avoda. Im kein, as he said all the way in the beginning, eich hayef shel Rebbe lias onav v'alachas kam v'kam amayisha shekibul teirim esinai. If that's the fact that it changes a person, and that is a result of your avoda, so you can't say anymore that anyone could do the same. It's based on the avoda. So how could Rebbe be an onav? How could Moshe Rabbeinu be an onav? V'aloi gam behem paul ha-Torah shini v'chidosh, because the Torah transformed them as well. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe, they were completely transformed because of the way they learned Torah, because of their avoda in Torah. So how could they be an onav? How could they think that anybody else could accomplish their type of avoda? V'yashleim rabir v'zeh. So we can explain this. The Hine Mavur Belukot HaTorah, B'machlekes Reb Pinchas B'Yar V'Reb Shua Ben Levi, that Belukot HaTorah explains the machlekes between Reb Pinchas B'Yar and Reb Shua Ben Levi that we mentioned before. Im Anova hi lamata mi Yira, whether Anova is on a lower level than Yira's Chet, or Anova G'day L'Makulam, or Anova is a greater level than Yira's Chet. So the Belukot HaTorah explains, Shekama Anova Heim, there are different levels of Anova. There is anova shemivel de yiras chait shibebchinas bina. The anova which leads to yiras chait, in other words, that the anova is on a lower level than yiras chait, that's the anova that's based on bina, on your own understanding, on your own cheshbeinus. Vanova shegedayla mikulam bechinas hakeser. And then there is anova which transcends everything. That's the anova that comes from keser, from the highest level possible, and that's higher than yiras chait. Uben signum poshut yaser. To put it in simple terms, anova shebepchinas bina hi anova shal pi cheshbon v'tam. The anava that stems from bina, that's the kind of anava that we said before. It comes from the cheshbon. K'meishin is bar le'el ba'anava shoy yetzel meisher at Rabbi Yosef. Mipnei shechoshav she'im ha'yeluzulase keichas u'choshim shaloi. When you go through that cheshbon, if anybody else had my kind of choshim, ha'yamagil l'mai le'ezer, he would reach even higher than me. Ba'anava she'bechinas keser. Whereas the anava that comes from keser, he anava bebitul be'etzem, that is a kind of anava which comes not because you're figured out why anyone could be better than you. You just feel that anyone could be better than you, not from a cheshvan. You have this ingrained feeling of anava. Ha'ichacha lahanal, sheyeshna inyan da'anava be'etzem. How do we know that there is such a thing, that there is anava which doesn't come from a calculation? It's just a feeling of humility without explanation. Matsinu anava gabei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find the Eibishter described as an anav. The Omer Razal, because our sages tell us, Mabakam gedulasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shamata meitzei habesnusei. In the place of the greatness of Hashem, you find also His humility. So in other words, that Hashem is being described as humble, as an anav. What kind of a calculation could the Eibishter make? Why he's humble? Why somebody else could be better than him? What kind of a cheshbon could apply to the Eibishter to explain why he should be humble? No explanation. So therefore it's clear that there could be a concept of anava which doesn't have any explanation. It's just a feeling of humility. It is that this person is complete, or the Eibishter has this experience of humility. Anava betzim. Val derech morim akadosh eshkein vezdakesh val ruach. That the Eibishter says, I dwell on high and I'm in the holiest and so on, but I want to be together with a person that is Dakei Yishval Ruach. The imi yesh le nimtza shum maile b'dakei Yishval Ruach, that even though a Dakei Yishval Ruach means a person of little qualities, why would I want to be with them? Why would somebody that is a Marim B'Kaddish want to be with them? What favor does he find in Dakei Yishval Ruach? Still the Eibishter wants to be there. That's not explained. That can't be explained. That's not from a cheshbon. That's just a feeling of anava. The Eibishter wants to be humble. He feels an experience of humility. So we see that there is such a thing as anava be'etzem. In a similar way, was the anova of Moshe Rabbeinu the noisav al masha choshav she'im ha'ilu zolase keichas v'chushim shaloi ha'yamagil l'mayli yaser, that in addition to the anova that he had from the cheshbin, from the level of anova which comes from bina, she'anova zu hi b'shaychas l'mayla she'igi aleim adei avoida, which this anova is in connection with these qualities that he reached through avoida, v'achin sinus v'keichas v'chushim l'mayla she'anova shal pi cheshbin b'tam. This is the kind of anova which comes pichesven. In that kind of anova, there would be a problem for somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu or Rebbe. Hine zeh shahaya Moshe anov lamreis malase benevuah ki yitzabai. Because, as we said before, the question will still be asked. Moshe Rabbeinu's level that he reached through nevuah is not attainable by anybody else. So how could he be? How is this cheshven going to help him to be an anov in the case of nevuah? He liyaisei elnav be'etzem. That anivus came from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was, in essence, an anav, without a cheshbon. Hayabatul legabekolodim. He was a person that was simply humble before every person. V'hini yedua shadafka al yedei oifn alima de bavli magiim lebchinas hakesef shalomayil mishtalshlus. We know from the Mittler Rebbe's Maimorim and so on, other places, that in that dafka through learning Talmud Bavli can you reach keser above ishtalshalus. Well, pisa yeshloima. So based on this, we can understand. We could say shepluktas Rabbi Yosef Ram Nachman im batla anova mishemeis Rebbe. He plucked the kavanas amishnah mishemeis Rebbe batla anova. Based on this, we can explain that the machlokes whether Anova did die, it was batel or was not batel when Rabbi passed away, is based on what is the understanding, what does it mean that when Rabbi passed away, batel Anova. Rabbi Yosef, Shahayas Sinai, Seder Limidi Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yosef, who learnt in the Eifen of Sinai, which as we said before is the Yerushalmi, Sfirulei, Shakavonus, Hamishnah batel Anova, Ilubachinus Anova, Mishnah Mitzad Achezhen, Duchinus Bina. As we said before, Yerushalmi doesn't reach out of his state of Shtalshalus. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef, who learned in the system of Yerushalmi, so he interpreted Anova to be the Anova of Bina. And that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Therefore, he said, you can't say that Anova is bottle because I still have Anova, which is an Anova, which is from within the Cheshbin, as we said before. For a Nachman, Shai Machside Bavel Sever, Shakabonas a Mishnah Labad, Elbchinas a Nova Shemitzada Keser, Bittel Beetzem, Vanova Zu, Botlam Shemes Rebbe. Whereas Rab Nachman, he understood it as being Anova on the level of of Bavli, which is the Anova Beetzem as Bavli reaches beyond Ishtalshulus. So when the Mishnah says that when Rebbe passed away, Batla Anova, it means that kind of Anova was Batla. Vaznova Zu, Batla Mishra Meis Rebbe, and that kind of Anova, Taka was Batla, when Meis Rebbe, Lachain Loi Omar, Loi Sisna Rakiris Chedik Anova, therefore he said, he didn't want to say that you should know that Anova still exists because Rabbi Yosef has Anova, because he felt that Rabbi Yosef's Anova was the kind of Anova which is attributable to Bina, whereas the kind of Anova that the Mishnah was talking about, that was Meis, that Misha Meis Rebbe was talking about the Anova Be'etzem, which Taka was bottle once Rebbe passed away.